Hello everybody and welcome to today's Sunday sermon, which is on the 13th Sunday in Ordinary Time. My name is Father Tom Casey, SMA, of the SMA Media Centre in Dola, in Zambia, welcoming you to this programme. I would like to concentrate on a verse from the Gospel which has many, many powerful sayings, and one of them being from Matthew chapter 10, I would like to go on with verse 39, which says, "Whoever finds his life will lose it, and whoever loses his life for my sake will find it." This reading is really about attachments. Attachments to the things of this world keeps us back from being who we are meant to be, who we were born to be. To live a life in complete fullness is possible, but we must lose our attachments that we have to this beautiful world. For most people, the happier we are and aware of the greatness and beauty of this world, there is a danger we become attached and hate to lose it in passing on to a new life in Jesus. But we have no physical way of knowing that the afterlife is there, that is promised to us in our faith. This is a dilemma. How can we make that giant leap and be content to leave this world and its beauty and trust that what is promised is true? What's more, a lot of what we have to do is to deny ourselves of life's pleasures. I'm sure we seem to have a likeness, a fondness for pleasure of all kinds, as in food and drink and possessions and bodily pleasures. But the way life seems to be structured, and new life in other words, is that we have to discipline ourselves in a certain direction in order to receive the rewards of new life, and especially in the afterlife. That is the meaning of, and I quote from today's Gospel, "If we lose our life, we will gain it." It's so much against the logic of human understanding. I have a relation who says, too much of anything is good for nothing. In other words, we should never go overboard, as in being seeking anything of this world to the extent that we are totally attached to it and are consumed by it. I always say that we should cultivate a healthy disinterest in everything. And that also includes religion. Being too absorbed in anything, we get consumed by it. Millionaires get into the trap that they never have enough money and possessions. They want to keep making more and more until it becomes their God, and nothing else matters, even though they have all they want materially, while most of the world are scrounging and struggling for the bare necessities in life. So the message is that we must be willing to let go, of all we have here on this earth. And once we let go, we are free, and therefore we have peace. If we live every day with the resignation of the fact that it might be our last day on earth and that we are prepared, then we are truly living. If we are holding on for dear life to all the material things, including family, as is in today's gospel, the first few lines, then we are not so free. In fact, we are not free. This is exactly what Jesus is saying. There is a letting go that we may not be totally aware of here, and I believe Jesus is implying it as well. Letting go of negative experiences of the past that have a continuing influence on us, like a dark shadow or cloud over us that makes us unhappy, like revenge, hate, stress, bitterness, self-criticism, and a multitude of negative influences that have developed in our lives and that we are experiencing even to this present day. I think most of us have to fight these battles all through our lives. Sometimes we have not named what it is that is causing us discomfort, and part of the battle is to find out, why am I bitter? Why am I afraid? Why am I angry? Why am I so unhappy? You need to take steps and actions that will get you out of that and get you to a different plane. You need to identify all that is holding you back and let it go. Recognize where the pain is coming from, where the disappointment is coming from. Maybe some event, maybe things that were said to you as a child from your parents and from other senior people or even school pals. A lot of anger and suffering and pain is caused there in our young days, and we carry it right on into our adult life. Forgive yourself for the decisions and mistakes you have made. Stop holding it against yourself. Stop hating yourself. Forgive yourself. Forgive others who have faulted against you. The lack of forgiving others causes immense bitterness. Give up carrying burdens. Leave those to God. Leave all those burdens that we have in the past to God. Say goodbye to all of that. Let go and let God be God in your life. These thoughts have been inspired by an article from the web called moonlightsweetness.com. We see then how blessed we are. We ought to thank God for everything, even for growing old. Everything is a gift, and we've got that from God. But then, having appreciated all that God has given us, be prepared to let it all go. This is the challenge of the gospel today. Therefore, even what the Lord gives you as the greatest thing, you must give it to the one who gave it to you. And when God wants to take it away from you, do not break down, for you should love God for free. What better price can we obtain than God Himself? A quotation from an article called Speech, number 2, by St. Augustine. So we must always be ready to let go and let God. Yes, it's terrible to suffer loss of any kind, but we will be greater if we let go and let God be our God. This is Father Tom Casey, SMA, of the SMA Media Center in Dola, in Zambia, signing off now and wishing you all a blessed Sunday and a beautiful week ahead.